I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between.
We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. And Rochelle, it appears that you have not been able to outrun the dreaded lurgies that have been impacting your house, and you're not quite well.
Yeah, I'm okay, but I've got the cough. I'm hoping it's just a cold and not the whooping cough or the woofing cough, as my kids have been calling it. But yeah,
bugger.
Got me, but I'm okay. I'm fine.
All right, good. Well,
powering.
Need a coughing break. You remember
no.
going back years ago, we would go through various sicknesses while we were recording and we'd have to pause. And sometimes I think we just ended up editing them in. We just left the coughing in. It's like, yeah, this is the reality.
This is what's happening. And then also my appliances. And today I've turned my aircon off. So I'm sweating balls over here because it was too loud. So if you see me dripping, it's not a temperature, it's just that my aircon's off.
Well, maybe you're sweating because of that meme I posted this morning with that Adam Brody doing that Christmas shoot. I saw that you liked that on my Instagram stories. That was hot. Oh, he's a daddy. He's a daddy, that one. And I was not an OC fan, but I saw that pop up in my feed today and I was like, well, hello and Merry Christmas to you.
You've never watched, you still not watched OC?
No, I haven't watched OC, but I tried to watch the, what is it, Nobody Wants This or Everybody Wants This?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. I don't know. I struggled with it. It was a little bit kitschy for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Nah. But that photo shoot of him wearing like sweaters and just being an adult man, it was like, yeah, I get it. I get the fascination. But anyway, let us get on to our breaking news. Not much breaking news this week. First of all, we've got Sold on SLC. It's a new show. So it's just premiered today, I think, here in Australia on Hayu. It's a new take on the real estate genre, this time in Salt Lake City. We've got one of the housewives. So we've got Lisa Barlow appearing in episode one. I've watched most of the episode. It's okay. I'm not like, oh my God, I love this. But just in terms of realism, there's a lot more real looking people in the background. Like you get the feeling like, okay, this is a real estate office. It's not like those ones coming out of California that are all, you know, Barbie dolls, can't walk in their shoes.
Yeah. Basketball handbags and latex.
Correct. And there's a lot of quoting of sales and how long they've been an agent. So they're trying to set the credibility up front and sort of convince people they're real.
I haven't watched it, and I'll watch it later. But do you see the real estate?
You do. But they're still really setting the scene in episode one. And it's interesting because they're trying to give backstories on some of the relationships between the agents. And then they're showing footage from like 12 months earlier. And it's like, wow, this show has been in production for a really long time for them to be trying to build up to this point and get it to a point where they can make an episode and make a series out of it. So I don't know, but the houses seem quite cheap for what they are. Like they show this enormous mansion that has been built by someone or designed by someone who builds temples, cause it's all very religious.
Yeah.
And then, like, the price tag is $3.2 million. It's like, if we were watching the Beverly Hills version or the Selling Sunset version, we'd be talking $30 million. So it just feels a bit strange that we're
so
not.
So, is it giving, when you're watching it, is it more like Million Dollar Listing with like Josh Flagg and everyone? Or is it more? So it's more like
more
that.
Like,
so
and there's a credible. There's a woman that heads up the company. I can't even, maybe it's Presidio off the top of my head. I don't know.
Name.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like a planet.
Well, Salt Lake is its own planet. Let's be real. what else have we got in breaking news? Married to Medicine, Atlanta. Have you watched that?
It's back. It's okay. I would prefer that. It comes out the same day as Potomac, and I watch it before Potomac.
Yeah, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I would prefer it. Do I love it? I don't love it.
Yeah.
It's got Phaedra on it.
I think I saw some men like running around.
It's one of those shows where the husbands are almost playing too big of a part. And I know that Married to Medicine, a lot of the husbands are the doctors, but I think they're playing a bit too big of a part. So what I did enjoy the release of this week was Southern Charm. We've got them back.
Me
It's our
too.
palette that we've been waiting for all this time. It didn't disappoint.
No.
So we've come back taking off. So where we left the season reunion, Shep had gone away, done this journey of spirituality and ayahuasca, and he's seen things. So we're following on from these visions that he's seen. He's telling people about how he saw Taylor. What else did he see? A couple of things. Anyway, he's
There was
talking
something
about that,
about a
which
bird, and then you had Craig in the other room listening to
oh, you're
this
listening.
conversation, and he's just shaking his head like these idiots. It was a very funny scene to watch.
It is funny. But then you've got Craig, who doesn't believe pandas are real. So who are you to judge? It does seem like there's a bit of controversy this season in between Shep and Craig, and like there's some sort of a bit of something that's going on. You can see in the coming up this season, something's going on. So Austin, Shep, and Craig don't seem like they're all on board with each other. Shep's saying that he wasn't supported, how he felt like he should have been in this journey of, well, he's not sober, is he?
No, he's
Because he's
not, and he's admitting to that.
sober.
And I think Craig or even Austin makes the comment, like, why would I stick around? Like you're expecting support, but you're not then prepared to do the hard work.
Yeah, so he's not sober. He said that his drinking habits have changed. Apparently, he got what blackout drunk at the BravoCon in Vegas. And then last time we heard, I think at the reunion, he was saying he doesn't drink brown liquor or something. So he's adjusted the way that he drinks. But we've got everyone back. So you've got Madison back. There's a new girl. I can't remember her name.
No,
She is
me
an
neither.
ex-model or model. And she has been sexting Craig. That's going to be.
Well,
They've
she
never hooked
has
up.
in the past, so it's
Yeah.
not when, yeah, it's not a suggestion that it's a current thing.
No, it's not current. That'll be interesting. But apparently, Paige knows about it, and he said that she thinks it's funny. So,
I still
yeah,
love
that
the two
same, same. I've been reading rumors that there's trouble. Have you seen those rumors?
No.
That someone was holding it together just for the show, and it's going to fall apart, and they
Oh, I
keep
hope
putting.
that's not the case because they are so cute together and he's really maturing now with her, I
I
feel
think
like.
them together. Yeah, I don't want it to be them. I hope it's not, and I hope it's only rumors. So you've got that. You've got JT, who's had some sort of near-death experience on a snowfield.
Yeah, like the buggy or something landed on top of him and or he had to move out of the way. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm not a big fan of JT.
Christmas lights are outside, so I wasn't paying attention, but I did listen. He dramatically quits at some point, so who knows. There. He's appeared, he's using a cane, he's handing out canes, and he's given one to Miss Pat, which has not gone down well at all.
And I think he calls her a bitch at some point, and that just
Yeah.
sets the whole group off. It's like nobody goes after Patricia.
No. No. And I did find it interesting. So they've gone to like a race day where they're all dressed up, like a, yeah. And the new girl seemed to have the hots for Whitney. But then Whitney's turned up with a date. So there's some sort of going on there. But I like Whitney, but the girl that he's turned up with seems quite young. And she did seem quite sad. Did you see her?
No, I don't even
Oh.
remember. I think at that point, because it took me three goes, because we've had early access to watch this. So at the time of recording, this still hasn't been released to the public to watch. But in trying to watch it on my phone, I've been trying to do it with the kids around, and Oliver kept reaching. I had my phone set up, and he would keep reaching over and touching the screen and losing it. And it was at that part of the show where I kept losing, and I just gave up in the end. So, yeah, I've missed a fair portion, let's just say.
Well, it's good. I'm looking forward to the season. There's not a lot that happens in this first episode, but it's setting it all up, and I love it. I'm so glad it's back.
Same. Very happy to have our classy friends in the South back because we were missing them a lot. Something else that continues to not disappoint at all and is bringing it is Beverly Hills. I need to say it right from the beginning. I cannot get past Mo's teeth and Kyle's eyebrows. The dental work that's been done is so blindingly white. All I see is teeth. And then her eyebrows are doing this weird tick, like sperm thing in the middle, and they're so dark. And I just don't understand why. Because you flash to the confessionals, and she's, in some of them, she's quite stunning. It's really beautifully put together. But my God, when she's just filming regularly, I'm like, put on a pair of sunnies. I can't stand to look at your face. It's distracting. And the hats. It's like the obsession with how hats make her happy, but she doesn't have the head for a hat. I'm just going to put it out there. It doesn't sit on her head properly. It sits on top of her head, like there's something sitting on top of her head holding the hat. Like I feel like there's a little person in there.
Is she like Homer, where he's got the video camera in there?
Yes.
Nothing to see here. Maybe her hats are. Maybe her hats are just ill-fitting. Or she's part of the production. Maybe she's part of production. Some of the footage.
How they stay on her head. She needs to be wearing one of Kathy's lampshade hats because they clearly have more of a snug fit, although Erica's didn't fit, and I thought that was so funny. I think she said something along the lines of, this is entirely too small for my head, but it still looked fantastic.
I understand hats as far as going out, sun hats. The fashion of the wearing the hats, like, you know, those felt hats that everyone was wearing for a while with the dresses to go to like wineries and they'd wear them all day. I'm not that person.
I
Are
have two
you?
of those hats. They don't quite fit my head properly, and they're just hanging in my wardrobe. I even put a special hook on the wall. But I'm like, why do they don't bring me joy? Why are they in my wardrobe? I just think they're aesthetically there to say, hey, I've got a grey hat.
God, just in case, because I don't see if you're inside. Like, I get it when you go to the beach, and if you're outside and you're doing things, wear a hat, sun smart all the way. I don't see the need for indoor hats.
Correct. You don't. They're just, they're silly. Silly,
It's
silly,
strange.
silly. Bit like
Kyle's
Jennifer
giving me the
Tilly.
shits. Oh, gosh.
See what I did there? Silly Tilly. It's like, little sub thing there. She is funny. She is very funny. And I loved hearing the backstory that she was married to the guy that created The Simpsons. And so now she's basically living off the Simpsons paycheck because it is still coming because she got it in the divorce, or she got a part of the Simpsons in the divorce. I love that her and Sutton are so close and they're both receiving these payments from their exes.
So quirky. She gives that really quirky energy, but she's not too much drama. The bag, the 33,000 Louis Vuitton bag. I love that. That's what I want to see. And then Erica just being like, oh my goodness, that is not a bag. That is art. That's what I want to see in a housewife. It's really, really good this season.
I've got a lot of respect for Erica and the fact that she's fallen so far in terms of society and where she was sitting and the wealth that she had. Now she's on the outside looking at others, and the fact that she still shows up and, gives a good performance on this show, she's engaging, she's entertaining, she's not bitter. I have a lot of respect for that woman.
Yeah. And she's done really well a few seasons ago. And obviously, now you look back, when she was having trouble with her marriage, she wasn't very nice. She
No.
was bitter and nasty, and she's come back from it. She's
I
good.
enjoy what
I'm
she's
loving
done.
the season. I don't like Kyle with her need to not talk about the marriage, or does she still want her and Mo to get back together? That was a hard scene to watch when he was like, I bought my own sheets. And she's like, I'm not a mother. My kids have moved out. I'm not a wife anymore. Where do I fit? And I get that. And I felt sorry for her, but
The
I don't know.
big winner is Dorit. Dorit is the shining light of this season. Everyone else is playing kind of a supporting role. And
Yes.
Dorit's honesty and just her zero attitude is gaining her a lot of fans. Like, I know last night I posted a screen, like a photo of watching Beverly Hills, and my inbox went nuts. Saying Team Dorit, Team Dorit, Dorit's amazing. She's being so honest. Can't stand Kyle. Kyle is just evading everybody's questions and it's like, get off the show, as you said, get off the show.
Yeah, if you don't want to be on it anymore. And I feel like maybe a, because Kyle and Dorit have been close friends, even though I don't know what's going on, it's part of what they're fighting. I feel like Dorit was never allowed to have a voice. And then now she's like, I don't care anymore. I'm going to have a voice. And I don't care if people call me long-winded. I'm going to talk. And I like it. And I'm loving the version of Kathy we're seeing this season. It's
And
a
Duck Duck
really
Goose,
exciting.
Kathy.
Yep. It's really good mix of women. Kathy driving in the car with the banana, the lampshade hat in the Rolls Royce, delivering her own invitations to save money. Like she says that. Like, you're saving money. Kathy Hilton does not need to save money.
Nope.
But I love that. And
Yeah.
everyone's like, what is this case that she's giving us? Like, why is Kathy Hilton
Yeah.
here?
I love that she
So
gave fake tan to the African American.
I know.
That's just Kathy. She wouldn't think. She's just like, here, have this free stuff.
Yep. It's really, really good. So I'm enjoying this whole season. The other one that I'm really enjoying is Salt Lake. I'm on board. This week, I feel like the episode fell a little bit flat. I didn't need to experience the whole bar mitzvah.
It was a lot, wasn't it? It was a big percentage of the episode.
Yeah. And I don't care.
And you know what? I wanted to laugh, but I've kept myself not trying not to laugh because she was singing like obviously religious things, and it's like it's awful, but then I'm like, but it's a religious ceremony, so I shouldn't be laughing. You know what I mean? Like I felt like I was put in this situation where I'm not allowed to judge, but I couldn't help but judge. And then I felt like a bad person because I was judging.
She's not trying to sing. She's singing the whatever the
Right, the
prayers or
verses or prayers or
yeah,
whatever.
whatever they need to. So yeah, I did like the part where Brooks, that's her son, was in the background and he was like, "Have you had raclette cheese before?" And everyone's like, "No, I've never had it." He's like, "What? You've never had it?" And I'm like, the cheese conversation really, I was interested in that, him in the background.
See, I watched
Where
that
people
scene and I had no idea what he was talking about. Never
he's
heard
talking
of it in
about
my life.
okay, well. You need to go watch OC and get some raclette cheese because what is going on? What's happening?
Charcuterie queen. The next thing I know, I'm going to have an Uber Eats of cheese arrive at my door. That's
Will.
generally what you
Will.
do when you come across
Get
something I haven't
a
eaten.
QB mayo. A QB mayo.
Lunch today, by the way.
Of course, see? It's good. The thing that got me, so the whole episode was quite dull, really. We've touched on the Mary stuff. As you said, we were talking earlier, and they're like, they've brought that up as a topic and then they've shelved it, which is good. We're not going to hear his whole
They're
recovery
not
journey.
exploiting it. No,
No, which
which is
is
good.
great. And I like that. And you can see Mary's still visibly upset by it and worried. But then she's gone back to being quirky Mary, peering in the, like she turns up halfway through the bar mitzvah. Which is.
Watching her peer through the window while they're standing there reading from the Torah or whatever. It's just like I literally made a noise. Like I was trying to watch it really quietly in bed while everyone's asleep, and I was laughing out loud. It was so funny.
Yeah, incredibly funny. She's quirky again. And that's the Mary I want back. The last 10 minutes, I think it is, where they start talking about high body count hair, high body count hair, high body count shoes, high body count dress. Like, I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't know there was a thing. Is high body count hair a thing?
Apparently,
Why
it's
have it?
just another
Do
way of
you?
saying you have slut hair, or slut dress, or
Yeah.
slut shoes.
And then there was cut to the scene and she's like, I didn't call her a slut. I said she was slutty or she dresses slutty or
She had slutty hair.
something. What is slutty hair? But she, when I look at it, I'm like, you kind of do.
You kind of do, but I was watching her hair going. I wouldn't mind hair like that. Like right now, I think I would like anything other than the hair I've
Not bad
got.
hair. No, it's fine. You've got three babies' hair.
Correct. This is called I don't have time to wash it. I've got enough time to maybe wash it, let it air dry, and then slick it back for a week.
Your hair is always fine. It's not giving high body count, though.
No, it's giving the opposite of high body count. I don't know what I'd rather
Well, no, it's good. You're married. I know.
the
I'm
opposite.
too sick for this. I don't know. But then I started, I don't think a hair's bad. But
No,
then I
because
started
compared to the
questioning
other
my own.
ladies, there's a lot of effort that she's gone into it. There's a lot of teasing. It's not giving effortless, it's giving I'm putting in a lot of effort. And it really does. So we're talking about what's her name here? Brittany.
No.
Yeah, we haven't said
Sorry.
who we're talking about. We're talking about Brittany. And it is kind of a metaphor for her because she's always trying too hard. She's very aware of the cameras. She's always looking to have her own moment. And she's always trying to interject into conversations, and it shows as a bit desperate. So it is kind of a reflection. Her hair is a reflection of her as a housewife.
Yeah, she looks put together, I suppose. Like she's, but then I feel like sometimes I do that with my hair because if I don't do my hair, it just hangs straight or it's really frizzy. Maybe I've got high body count hair.
Maybe you do. Slutty hair.
You know, I
I
need to ask.
run a poll. Does
Do
your
we
child
ask?
have slutty
Because I do curl it. But then once it's curled, it's done. Is it giving slut?
We'll have to ask.
Anyway, I found that last bit very entertaining. The fight over that. And Lisa, how you, I forgot about it, but it absolutely hilarious when Lisa's like, your hair is fine, but you could do with some keratin treatment. And I was like, that is hilarious. It's a
Like
Lisa
she
comment.
literally gave her the full name of the product too. Like it was a
Yeah.
product recommendation in that moment. It's like I need to put her at ease, but at the same time give her a little help.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Like I laughed a few times throughout the episode. Meredith turning up in a sleigh and then saying that she slayed. I did laugh. I thought that that was quite funny. Bronwyn, I don't know whether like I love Bronwyn. But I wonder what she's going to be like in season two because
Yeah.
she doesn't seem to have any loyalty to anybody. She can be quite nasty. She threw Brittany under the bus straight away in front of her, too. She did not care. And then on top of that, you got all the stuff with the husband. I don't know. I think it might be a little bit like Brynn on Roni, where she had a fairly solid season one and then the wheels are coming off in season two. I want to see what she's like later on down the track because they'll all turn on her and they won't trust her and then it'll become very nasty.
True. This episode was light on Heather and Whitney, and it didn't bother me,
No.
which says of a bit.
Yeah.
I am liking Angie Kay more.
Yeah, she's softening a little bit. She's very intense with, she's very mean to people with
Yeah.
what comes out of her mouth. And then I forget who it was that sort of called her out on that and said she, it's
Yeah.
like she doesn't remember what she said, all she remembers is the reaction of other people and then doesn't understand where that came from. It's like, dude, you just called her a
You
slut.
just said she has high body count hair. Okay, and it's a thing now. I'm going to be out and about looking at people like,
Start sending each other photos like, is this high body count hair?
high
Yes.
body count. Yeah.
I need to find photos
All
of
right.
me in my youth. I've definitely got some photos. Oh,
Yeah.
well, should we talk about New York City? Should we move on to Roni since we're on that? Now, I haven't fully caught up on Roni. I didn't watch it last week, and I tried to watch it this week, and I got as far as the stoop sale. So we've got Jenna Lyons, who has had a say, and I saw this on Instagram actually when it was happening. So they then filmed it. She's basically had this huge sale of all of her stuff, and they were lined up around the street to buy her stuff. I would like to watch a show on Jenna Lyons. I would find that life very interesting, but I don't find her to be open enough to be on a show like that. They asked her at one point, how much did you make from the sale? And I really wanted to know that. Like, I wanted to know because some of those items were really expensive. She was selling Met Gala looks, and some of the price tags would say like $200. And then she said, I don't want to tell you. And I thought, No, you cannot be on a show like Housewives and not give us that. We need the dollar sign price tag thing that they put up on the screen. We want to know that that's a $50,000 bag. We want to know how much that's worth because we're watching this because we're escaping our own reality and we're entering into yours. And the answer is not and can never be, I don't want to answer that. And
No,
yeah.
she had her own show, like with interns that I watched,
Yeah.
but it was like a Bethany-esque show where she was auditioning people or recruiting people as an intern. She was just the boss in that. She didn't give any really personal life. She's not open enough to have her own show. It'd be
Which is
boring.
a shame because she lives a very fascinating life, but she's just not
And
quite
she.
there. And she's there because of her name.
Yeah, and her stories would be wonderful. Some of the stories that she's had and some of the people that she's met, and like she had Beyoncé's dress. Like, I want to hear more about that stuff, but she gives a little bit and then closes off.
Yeah. So from there, I know that there was some sort of party that was a dress-up party. I really just zoned out and I made the conscious decision to turn off the TV and go to bed, which is a real shame. Maybe over the holidays when I've got a little bit more time, or I can stay up later and not have to worry about getting up for school pickup the next day or school drop-off. I can,
Just pick me
maybe. Oh.
So I watched the whole thing. The rest of it centered around Brynn with her sexual assault. She's writing a book and she talks about a sexual assault experience. Of course, I feel awful that this has happened to her. I feel awful that it's played into a part of her breakup with this Gideon guy who she's now trying to have a baby, but obviously that's played into some part of why they're not together. Can't help but think she's just searching for a storyline. And I know that that's not a storyline. Like, do you know what I mean? But it just sort of seems like there was a scene plopped in there about her book.
And that's the
I
thing, when
don't
you
know.
don't develop the trust of the audience, and the editors haven't gone out of their way to help her do that either because they've kept all of her shady stuff in there in the early episodes. If you don't have that trust, then we immediately go, are you just doing this for filler? Are you just doing this for content? Or is this a genuine thing you want to share? And, are you doing it for a good reason? It feels really forced. It's just
Yeah,
not
she's
worth it.
crying again. I think she's trying to show this softer side. I want to be a mother. And I get what she's trying, but then in the next scene, she's like this sex pot, and it's very, I can't work out what she's trying to do. There is the engagement party of the new lesbian lady. I don't know her name. That's how
No, neither do
much
I.
the theme was ballroom theme. Now, apparently ballroom, I've looked it up. It is a theme that is part of the LGBTQIA plus community. So it's part of that. It's some underground scene, and a lot of the women didn't know. And I suppose we wouldn't be expected to know. If you're not part of that scene, you don't know. Grace Kelly came up when I Googled it. How do you dress in that theme? So you had Jenna dressed in sequins. You had someone dressed as Psy, I think was dressed as Madonna. I don't know.
We
It
don't
didn't.
care.
No.
Yeah,
Again,
it's
it was like this
shameless.
obscure theme, which is great, but I didn't need to see, I didn't understand it, and I didn't, it didn't really give anything.
It's fizzling out and it's a shame. It's a real shame. Yeah. I'm feeling nostalgic for the old ones.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, there's no fun about it. It's forced, it's fake, it's phony, it's
They
Roni.
dressed up
See what I
phony.
did there? Phony Roni. Oh my God. I've turned into this poet.
Yeah.
Have you noticed?
You've got Dr. Seuss hair. I love a dress-up party if it's fun, and I felt weird. It felt like boring. Aaron was dressed as a boy. Yeah, it's just not, it is giving phony Rony.
Tony
Let's call it
Rony.
that. Yeah.
We've got a good roster at the moment. Southern Charm, Beverly Hills, and Salt Lake. That's keeping us going. That's a good rotation.
My door. Sorry, I have to get the door. I can't hear more.
Rochelle.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's Scallop's birthday cake. It's her
When's
birthday on
her
Wednesday.
birthday? I forgot. Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, but I ordered
That's
it
right.
because I could get it delivered. Below Deck, do you want to quickly talk about
Oh, we haven't talked about Below Deck.
that? Yeah, okay, very quickly. Chase is back. So they brought back Chase. They fired the old the old girl. The girl that was the deckhand, she's
No.
gone. So Chase is back. He's got history with Gary and Daisy. We had blood everywhere on the cushions. They didn't clean it up straight away after getting a bit rough on a crew night off. And Gary just needs to stop drinking. Yeah, he's had enough.
Gary needs to have the Shannon Boudreaux. I can't talk today. Boudreaux. Oh my goodness. Shannon Boudreaux 2 drink limit.
Yes. Yeah. 100% he
Because
needs that.
he has too many drinks and then gets very nasty and catty.
Yeah.
And
It's
now him and Daisy are sharing a bunk or a room.
Yeah.
And then there's rumors that you were talking about, which I've seen too. That people, Colin might be coming back and Captain Glenn
Yeah, they're saying
might
that
go.
Glenn's boring and that they're going to bring Colin back to replace him as captain. I don't see that happening.
Either. And I like Captain Glenn. I like Colin. But I want Colin back as an engineer, not as a captain.
Yeah, we want him in the room. We want him in the boiler room
Yeah,
or the
I like
engine room.
Colin, but I want him fixing things. And remember he fixed the boat last
I
season?
know, he did.
He was doing things, fixing. Davide's not doing much. He's just washing his hair, straightening it. He does not have high body count hair.
No, he does. No, he does not.
Yep.
And on
And
that
that's
note, we're done. All right, well, good luck for the weekend for Scarlett's birthday. I feel like such a bad friend that I forgot. I did know that it was in December, though. I had
Yeah,
that was.
no, it's on Sunday. You haven't forgotten. It's fine.
Okay. Well, have a nice weekend for the birthday. And yeah, let's catch up again soon because we've got lots to talk about.
For sure. Nice
See ya.
chatting.
Bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.